Telegram to become Tan's largest validator under Durov plan. Telegram founder Pavel Durov said the messenger will take a direct leadership role on the open network and operate the chain's single largest validator, according to a post relayed by Wu Blockchain on May 4, 2026. The announcement reframes the relationship between Telegram and Tan, which until now has officially been kept at arm's length through the independent Tan Foundation. In Durov's framing, Telegram is moving from sponsor and distribution partner to active operator. The validator commitment is the most concrete piece. By running the largest stake-weighted node, Telegram secures a direct say in block production, governance signaling, and any future protocol parameter votes that hinge on validator quorum. What Durov actually said. The post, surfaced by Wu Blockchain shortly after Durov published it, states that Telegram will take the lead on Tan and become its largest validator. No staking amount, validator address, or activation date was disclosed in the snippet that circulated. Durov framed the move as a way to ensure the network's long-term direction stays aligned with the messenger that drove almost all of its real user adoption. For now, this is a single primary source, Durov's own statement, as relayed by an established crypto news account. The economic detail, including how much Tan Telegram will stake and whether existing validators will be displaced, has not been published. We will update this article when the foundation publishes specifics. Why this matters for Tan's decentralization story. Tan has long marketed itself as an independent network with the foundation, validators, and developer ecosystem operating separately from Telegram. That separation was partly a legal artifact, a residue of the 2020 SEC settlement that forced Telegram to abandon the original Tan launch and hand the codebase to community contributors. A messenger formally running the largest validator changes the optics. It does not by itself break the legal firewall, since validating a public proof-of-stake chain is not the same as issuing a security. But it does concentrate stake-weighted influence in one operator, and that operator happens to be the same entity that controls the user funnel, the in-app wallet integration, and the Stars to Tan coin conversion path that drives most retail demand for the token. If the largest validator is Telegram, governance proposals that need a supermajority will effectively need Telegram's sign-off. Validators that disagree with the Telegram-backed direction will have to coordinate across smaller stakes to push back. As of May 4, 2026, Tan has not published a refreshed validator distribution chart reflecting the change. The economic backdrop: Tan's token has spent most of 2026 trading in a tight range, and the broader crypto market is calm. Bitcoin sits at $79,725, up 1.2%, Ether at $2,349, 0.8%, and the Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 47 neutral as of May 4, 2026. None of those numbers move on a Telegram validator announcement, which is a useful tell. This is a structural governance change, not a price catalyst. Telegram already shipped a 6x fee cut on Tion in April 2026 and continues to push payments and trading deeper into the app, including perpetual trading via Lighter inside the wallet experience. The validator move fits a pattern. Telegram is gradually internalizing the parts of Tan that it previously delegated to outside operators. Open questions. Three things will determine whether this move lands as a positive or a negative for Tan holders. Stake size. A Telegram validator that runs at, say, 5% of total stake is meaningfully different from one running at 25%. The foundation has not disclosed the target. Slashing in uptime. Operating the largest validator means accepting the largest absolute slashing exposure if the node misbehaves. Telegram has run infrastructure at scale, but validator operations are a different discipline. Decentralization disclosures. Exchanges and custodians that listed Tan partly on the strength of its independent validator set will now have to update their risk disclosures. Some may add language flagging concentrated validator influence. Until the foundation publishes specifics, the safest read is that Telegram has formalized what was already economically true. Tan's direction is set inside Telegram, and now the validator set will reflect that.